You want to promote it? Do we need some self-promoting?
I'll take any promotion I can get.
I don't know how. It won't stay? How do you know?
You need a rubber band or three.
All right. How about I just hold it here? All right, let's go.
Here we go.
Have you tried Carter's Night, something like that was kind of coming the last couple of weeks the way he's been playing?
Yeah, that's got to be a thrill of a lifetime. You know, he's kind of bounced around with us, different positions, and been in and out of the lineup, and you got to find a way. But I think it's been leading up. He's had a couple pretty good games here at the end of the road trip, and I don't know, feeling it tonight. It was great to see.
You put him out there for the power play. That's obviously a reward, but are you hoping he gets it?
Well, that's the whole point. It's a tough situation. You know, you get a power play late, the scores, you know, the game's out of hand at this point. So the whole thing was, if we're going to get any chance at all, let's just keep possession. But if somebody's going to shoot it, let's make sure it's 23. And ended up, it benefited getting the 5-on-3 there. But, it's big enough to score a goal in the National Hockey League, but to get three in a night, that's one you're going to remember.
You mentioned pregame about his puck battles, and the play ends up being not even a real part of the game, but to set up what was sort of Steven's goal for a second there, him battling to get the rebound as Bozer poked it away. Just what did you see from him?
Well, that's I'm a big believer in 50-50 puck battles. You got to win them. And if you're winning more than you're losing, you're probably going to have a good career in this league. And that's one of the things you have to do. Like, you have to win them. You can't go into corner soft. And that's how he's been growing. And so now you're getting rewarded for making those plays. And, you know, at the end of the day, nobody's going to ever remember the score of this game, but they're going to one guy's going to remember he had three. And it's from work like that.
What are you seeing from him that maybe you didn't necessarily know to expect in the season? Like, as the season's gone on, not just in the last couple of weeks, but that you can score goals.
No, you're hoping that this is, he was going to evolve and be able to do this in the NHL. And, one night doesn't make a season, but he's thrown a couple of good games together now. And he's, they've got a role on the team, and he's got to give us some minutes. And he's been doing that, and, proud of him.
Coop, with the message being protect leads as opposed to maybe continuing to tack on a night like this, does that mentality kind of go out the window a little bit because the guys are just buzzing so well?
No, the big thing is what kind of chances are you giving up against? And we weren't, we didn't feel like we were giving them up. We weren't really giving up odd mans. And so that's what I liked about our game. Let's be honest, it was a tight game till, basically 5 minutes left in the second period. And, we get that kind of, they were all going in for us at that point. So, the score is going to say 9-2, but 5 minutes left, it was 2-2. But I just like the way we were defending, up to that point.
Their goal that tied it at 2 was a bad luck goal against you, but a minute later, you're back in the lead, you had the response right away, and downhill from there.
Yeah. Was that when we got 2 in one shift? Is it that one?
Kalorn's goal was on.
Oh, yeah, Kalorn's, that's right. But that's where you have to brush those off. That's going to happen. Your pucks are going to go off you sometimes, and it's how you respond. And getting the go-ahead goal so soon after that was a big boost for us.
Six straight wins for Vasilevskiy and his starts. I know you talked about a month ago about wanting to be more consistent in this game. What role have you seen in this kind of stretch of him? Terms of being maybe more
I think it's like with any player, like he looks confident in the net, he looks big in the net, and when you just got that feeling like it's going to be hard to score on him, and that's kind of that feeling you've had from him, his last half dozen starts.
That team just won 7 straight as well. Is that a testament to where your team's game is right now, doing that tonight to that particular team?
I'm not sure. It's a different vibe when you play Western, Eastern teams. as I said, the game was 2-2 with 5 minutes left in the second. It could have gone, you know, they get one bounce and they're up, and then who knows how that turns out. But they've won seven straight for a reason, and I think Greener's done a great job with that team. They work, and you can see why they're in every single game, and probably rightfully have deserved their seven straight. I'm just glad it ended tonight.
So the amount of speed you get from that line, Coach, with Ricardo and Mitchell and Penn also, Yanni, is it strategic on your part to use those guys when you need that speed in the game?
Well, it's good to have them. There's no question. They can get on guys quick, and you know they probably don't get the minutes some of the other lines get, but the ones they've been giving us is quality, especially when you can play with pace like that. It really helps.
It can be a humbling thing, especially for rookies. You've seen many come and go over the course of years. As a coach, what do you see when you see them kind of turn the corner, or kind of start to see confidence of a player who goes from trying to make it here to kind of feel like he's kind of starting to...
Well, the thing is, you have to hang in there with them while they're going through this, and everybody just doesn't come in the league and take it by storm, you know, unless you're taken first overall. Other than that, everybody's got to find their way, and especially somebody that's kind of gone the road less traveled, as Carter has, but he's found a way in every league he's played in, and you know, for now he's really finding a way here.
How many ice players did Mikhail Sergeyev have tonight?
Yeah, he it's the one thing, the guys are committing, and there's a bunch of guys blocking shots. Sergey ate a few tonight for us, and it's why we're winning.
Good. Thank you. Day off tomorrow, 10:30 on Thursday.